How consumers behave has been driven by politics this year. Shortly after President Trump's inauguration, we notice that the left is supporting their melting pot vision of our country by eating more and more authentic cuisine of one of the United States' largest minority groups. The right has been scarfing up a presidential favorite, what's been called a greasy, bastardized tragedy, the Taco Bowl. What the two groups can agree upon is that Mexican food is hot, and that should have provided the ingredients for growth in that category for every Mexican food brand. Unfortunately, one brand just couldn't manage to deliver on customer expectations, in one area in particular.
Name your poison. Mexican food has become a dietary staple in the United States, no matter how President Trump feels about our immigration policies. It is one of the most heavily consumed foods by Americans on a year-round basis. What's known as the Mexican menu is among the top three most prevalent menu types in the USA. That's just behind hamburger restaurants and pizzerias, respectively. With that kind of popularity, you'd figure it would be easy to meet customer expectations. But alas, that's not been the case for Chipotle, because Chipotle is reeling from another norovirus outbreak. It took Chipotle 22 years to transmute from burrito stand to $23 billion brand. They showed up on our Customer Loyalty Engagement Index, CLEI, radar screen 11 years ago and moved up the fast casual restaurant loyalty list to the number one spot. Being number one looked like their reserve table, until a series of disease outbreaks and a loss of customer engagement moved them down the list. After 7 outbreaks of E. coli bacterium and salmonella-related illnesses, it can't have come as any surprise to anyone when Chipotle posted its first loss as a public company. Same-store sales fell almost 30%. Operating margins were down nearly 75% first quarter in 2016. Customers relegated them to number 6 on our list. In table terms, someplace halfway between the banquette and the toilets in the fast casual restaurant space. Unsurprisingly, the drop in CLEI ranking, always accompanied by lower same-store sales and margins, would seem to be self-evident and inevitable. You can't reasonably offer consumers quality, freshly prepared food and then have them get sick without expecting some repercussions. But, sick as they might have been, when it comes to loyalty, engaged customers are 6 times more likely to give a brand the benefit of the doubt in adverse circumstances, like Chipotle customers did with the initial outbreak, and even the 6 that followed. But too many stomach bugs and a side order of bad news was ultimately too much for customers to stomach. That well of forgiveness isn't bottomless. So the brand that started the fresh movement had to look for a fresh start. But it's tough to come back, especially in light of new competition from the Paneras, Shake Shacks, Chick-fil-A's, and Five Guys Burgers of the world. In 2017, Chipotle ranked number 9 of 18 national brands. As these rankings always correlate very highly with consumer behavior toward the brand, given the two newest outbreaks, we predict that Chipotle will be moving further down the list. But fear not. According to Chief Marketing and Development Officer Mark Crumpacker, the right advertising tone, and a new menu item, will be the cure-all for what ails them. It's a planned queso rollout. He thinks that, quote, "the advertising kind of needs more queso," unquote. We think it needs fewer noroviruses.
What happened? Analysts felt that Chipotle was a recipe for trouble, and that was accompanied with all the usual and unfortunate financial side dishes. Business slowed. Earning estimates fell sharply. The stock was and remains down. Muy lejos. Customer sentiment was down to near record lows. Same-store sales are down too. Chipotle rolled out queso nationwide, and the reviews were less than spicy. The cheese dip, long requested by customers and available competitors, received very mixed reviews. Chipotle plans to alter the recipe to meet customers' expectations for food that's natural and authentic. And that will be a problem, too. Authentic queso is not natural, and natural queso is not authentic. Queso is essentially melted Velveeta. But it was worth remembering that not only was Chipotle one of the progenitors of customized, fresh, fast, casual food, they were also the ones able to convince consumers that a 1,000-calorie burrito was healthy. And if they can do that, there still may be a chance for the brand. Postscript. Days before the taping of this What Happened recording, Chipotle missed earning expectations for the third quarter. Same-store sales were down 21%, up only 1% from a year ago. The burrito chain said performance was hurt by historically high prices of avocados. Avocados, huh?